Human Rights Watch says at least 12,000 people have been deported back to Somalia by the Saudi government since the beginning of 2014. At the Mogadishu International Airport, new deportees arrive on a daily basis. Young men, women, with some carrying young babies, only allowed to pick a few of their belongings by the Saudi forces. Anwar, Mohammed and Ahmed are among the recent to be deported back to Mogadishu. They are in their early 20s and are adjusting to their new life after spending all their lifetime in Riyadh. They all served prison sentences while there, despite all being born in the Arab nation.
I was involved in a fist fight with a Saudi man. He had offended me, but when security forces came, they apprehended me and jailed me for 1.5 years. To them, the foreigner is always wrong. The Saudis are never wrong. They can do anything to foreigners and walk freely.
Ahmed says that he was jailed for 4 months before being deported to Somalia. He narrates to us how brutal the Saudi forces are and their disregard for foreigners.
They arrested many of us and kept us in prisons for 4 months. Some became sick and there was no medical treatment. They tortured us and beat us up senselessly. They even forced us to remove our clothes and sleep on the ground. They have no respect for foreigners.
Recently, Human Rights Watch in a new report urged Riyadh to end the summary deportations and honor its international obligations of protecting refugees.
The deportation of thousands of Somalis from Saudi Arabia comes a month after the World Refugee Body, UNHCR, warned about the dangerous situation in South Central Somalia. Nevertheless, the Somali Interior Ministry announced that it expects Saudi Arabia to deport another 30,000 refugees in the coming weeks, further worsening the humanitarian crisis in the African country. Abdul Aziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.